Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to the program. You got Jamie, you got Stoney, you got Heather, you got Tony here on 97.1 The Ticket. Imagine Dragons played the halftime show on Monday night in the national championship game. Where they were playing remains a mystery. I think they were playing at a secure location somewhere in Roswell, but they did have a shot of the Bay Bridge behind them. So apparently they were somewhere in downtown San Francisco. They were not at the stadium, obviously. No. So I didn't realize this about Imagine Dragons because my kids, we listen to a lot of, we used to listen to AMP, but they changed the station, I believe. My kids like the Imagine Dragons. So we listened to that sort of format when we're driving around. So I've heard all the Imagine Dragons songs. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind them. I thought they were
fine.
I thought they were cool. I mean, the songs, they're a little bit of a Gin Blossoms situation where the songs all kind of sound the same.
They're poppy.
Sure.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, Gin Blossoms, every single song was like, da, na, 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 na. I mean, every song was pretty much the same. It's kind of like when you go to a Mexican restaurant. It's all, the food's the same.
Right.
They just repackage it in different ways and call it by different names. And so that's kind of, to me, what Imagine Dragons is. I had no idea that America apparently hates Imagine Dragons. Because while their songs do great in the ratings and they chart really high on the Ryan Seacrest pop charts.
They do well at concerts. I mean, they sell out concerts, I understand.
Okay. But the backlash to the Imagine Dragons / Lil Wayne phenomenon on a Monday night was dramatic. Dramatic. Like, I'm looking at just some of the starters. Like, on Yahoo Sports, America learns that Imagine Dragons is a terrible band at the college football playoff halftime show. Imagine Dragons, Lil Wayne roasted for horrendous halftime show during national championship game. The governor of Kentucky insulted Lil Wayne because of Imagine Dragons.
I didn't see the show. I was driving home.
It was a weird, I don't know. You didn't see it, did you? Did you watch it?
Not really. I caught a little bit of it.
Greg, you watched it, right? I mean,
no, I knew to not watch it.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. That's, yes, great.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 25-minute halftime. I saw the clock right when they were interviewing Dabo on the field, and I saw the clock behind him and said 25 minutes. So I did watch it, and it was like, again, it was kind of a weird stage. It was pretty dark. There weren't a lot of people there, and so it seemed a little bit forced. The guy came out for Imagine Dragons. He sang, like, three songs in kind of a montage form. Three
of the most popular songs. No, I thought it was all the same song.
Yeah, it was.
They all sound the same.
It was essentially one long song, but I do believe there were three parts to it. Then Lil Wayne came out, which I thought was a little bit odd. A little odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then Imagine Dragons came out. I mean, whatever. I thought it was fine. But apparently, they're now becoming Nickelback, where it's now, we hate, if you're a music person and you say you like Imagine Dragons, you're automatically made fun of. Is that it?
Here's my take.
I like Imagine Dragons.
Do you like Nickelback?
Not really.
Did you like Nickelback at one time?
I'm sure I liked
early on a
song here and there, but I'm not a Nickelback fan.
Like, do you remember Nickelback played the Lions Thanksgiving Day game one year? And it was such a big deal that people tried to start an online petition to have them not play the halftime show. This is a stadium that has had, amongst others, Jesse McCartney and that Andy Grammer clown last year.
That was bad.
And there were no petitions for those guys, but there was petitions for Nickelback because they're so synonymous, I guess, with bad music.
I think that this take is on to something. Imagine Dragons being the next Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
I think every song sounds the same. I think their songs have become extremely annoying, and they originally began somewhat posing as a rock band. But now it become kind of like this universal listen where their commercials are like so like just bland that they can be used on like introductions to things.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard this Whatever It Takes song
mm-hmm.
for college football all year. I hate that song.
Natural, by the way, is the song.
Or Natural, whatever
it is. But speaking
to
Jamie's point.
And then also the poker on ESPN, the World Series of Poker.
They play that too?
They used one of their songs. And it's just everything. It's like so, I guess it's anthem is what it's considered.
Okay.
Just like, it's so, everything just becomes, it sounds the same. It's annoying. And it's just like Nickelback. Like at first Nickelback was, quote, okay, tolerable. But then everything just started sounding the same, became annoying.
There's a headline in spin.com. Spin Magazine forever was a big rock and roll magazine, obviously. Magazines don't exist anymore. The headline says, "Is Imagine Dragons the worst band ever?" And it was written on the heels of their performance of the national championship game. Now, look, music is obviously
subjective.
It's very subjective, and it's the eye of the beholder. I like music, but I'm not in any way, shape, or form any sort of a music snob or aficionado. So I know what I like.
Neither. Yes, exactly.
And if Imagine Dragons come on my radio, I don't necessarily turn them off.
No.
But now that I think about it, like on my Spotify playlist, I don't have any Imagine Dragons. I don't seek them out.
No, I don't either. But I do like them. We actually had one of their songs for one of our wedding songs.
What was it?
On Top of the World.
Yeah, that's when they first started off and they weren't so annoying.
Yeah, so that was like after we...
Man, you were into Imagine Dragons before it was cool.
After we sealed the deal, we walked down the aisle to that song.
That's not a bad song, is it?
I like the song, which is why I had picked it at the time.
So like one of the bigger rock stations in this town may have played some Imagine Dragons early on, but now I think they've pulled back probably.
You're talking about the riff?
Yes.
Yeah.
To where it's like, wait a minute here.
Well, you made an interesting point, okay? So I worked in that building for about 3 years. And at the time, they had three music stations there. They had The Riff, they had CSX, and they had, at the time, it was Magic, 105.1. Jim Harper worked there. And I remember I asked somebody, is there any song in the entire library of music that could conceivably be on each one of these stations? Like, if for some reason you happen to flip from station to station to station, is there any one song that could be on any three of all three of these stations? And your point is, it's conceivable that either a Nickelback or an Imagine Dragons song could appear on any one of those.
By the way, maybe the answer to that question from back then, Aerosmith.
That's exactly what my friend said.
Yes.
Stairway to Heaven could.
On Magic.
Yes.
No way.
No, I don't think they would have been on Magic.
But
the song from Armageddon, whatever that was. Song from...
That's exactly what I was thinking. The one with Liv Tyler.
Yeah. That song, that's exactly what he said. He goes, if there's one song that might be able to pull off all three, it would be that Aerosmith song. So that's kind of what... Now, Aerosmith's one of the greatest bands of all time, so I don't want to sit here and compare... Well, sorry. See, Joe's a music snob. Yeah, okay. Most successful bands. Yeah.
My point is like when, and I think this is what they have in common with Nickelback, when a rock band now for the most part goes mainstream, it's almost like the hardcore rock like goes away from it. The person that likes that music, they've sold out. It's the sellout.
That's been happening for decades.
I know exactly, so what'll be interesting to see is if Greta Van Fleet does this.
You're on SNL this week.
I know.
Next week. I don't think they will. I mean,
they have such a unique sound; it would seem hard to do.
Right, and they're not quite. I mean, they will become mainstream enough. They're certainly not mainstream enough quite yet.
Their sound is unique for now, but they sound like Zeppelin.
Well, right, exactly. But it would be. Can you imagine Zeppelin if they would have sold out?
Ticket text 97136. Imagine Dragons are the Andre Drummond of music.
They put up great stuff.
Is that a compliment or is that an insult? I don't think that's a compliment. Let's see. Imagine Dragons is just spicy Nickelback. Imagine Dragons is Nickelback with masks on. Us music snobs hate corporate rock acts. See, I think you're right about the whole mainstream. I remember in the 80s, Steve Winwood made a big comeback. He had a huge, Higher Love. He had a huge success. And then in like 88 or 89, he goes, screw it. I'm just going to make beer commercials. And he started writing songs that were like, that all they were marketing slow. You could tell. He even admitted it. And he goes, listen, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. You guys can make fun of me all you want. And in a way, that's kind of what these guys are doing. They're making these anthems that you can make ESPN promos about.
See, I like Coldplay's first album. They sounded extremely different from what they sound like now. They almost sound like an alternative band.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out with the song Fix You, and it really broke them.
Did it really?
Yes, from my point of view.
Yeah.
Right, that happened.
What the hell's going on here?
But that was just Chris Martin's love song to Gwyneth Paltrow. He admitted it.
I didn't know that.
No, because her dad died, and he wrote a song about her. Help, you know, I want to fix you, because she was so broken up about her father dying.
In my little world, there are people that think that Bruce sold out when he did Born in the USA.
It's a small world you live in.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, because it was more corporate. It became main. That's when he became mainstream.
Was Bruce, that Bruce who? I'm not sure you're referring
Bruce
to.
Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, Bruce Hornsby.
Bruce Hornsby,
yeah.
In the Range.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought he did as well.
Mm-hmm. I like this one. Imagine Dragons are like Maroon 5 and Lenny Kravitz. They're seemingly everywhere, but have no actual fans.
Is that true?
No, not Lenny Kravitz has fans.
So Maroon 5.
Maroon 5 sell out everywhere. Yeah.
It's like, and there is something about halftime of the national championship game versus halftime of the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is no way that U2 or Paul McCartney or The Who would ever play halftime of the college football playoff game. They do the Super Bowl. They've done right. The Super Bowl, but they would never do the college football game. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.